We have hundreds of women from around the world who are getting on this call. So I want to welcome all of you. And as you are jumping on the call right now, again, my name is Roseanne Austin. I am super excited to be with you this morning as we start Fearlessly Fertile, Three Mindset Secrets of Women Who Beat the Odds. So as we get started, I want to make sure that everybody can hear me. So if you can hear me and you have dialed in, go ahead and hit star 2 on your telephone keypad. I want to make sure that you can all hear me loud and clear. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is coming in through quite well. So great, ladies. So this morning, we are going to be diving deep into the mindset of women who defy overwhelming odds to become moms. You are going to learn some of their secrets and hear what truly sets them apart and what literally guarantees their success. You know, we've all heard incredibly heartwarming stories about women who face years of trying, dismal statistics, countless treatments, and maybe even tragic losses, who go on to become the moms they knew in their hearts they were meant to be. We've all heard those stories, right? They are just utterly delicious. And we also know, because we keep it real around here, that even though you're super happy for these women, you might find yourself headed straight for a stress spiral thinking, seriously? How did she do it? I'm doing all the same things. Why not me? And scariest of all, you might actually be asking yourself, will that ever be me? And if that's you, love, have no shame in your game, baby. We got you here. We've all been to that low-down, dirty place that is so scary. So I want you to know that, you know, as you're listening into this today, you know, you're not alone. We've all been there. We've all been to that place, and sometimes it's really hard to even admit that. So, you know, during our time this morning, like, own it, baby. Be yourself. You know, come to this with an open mind and come to this to play to win. You know, you're going to hear about what really sets these women apart, these women who beat the odds. And, you know, the good news is that with what you learn today, you will have a chance to begin thinking and therefore believing and taking action like a woman who beats the odds. Because look, success leaves clues, my dear. And, you know, the thing is, the biggest clue, success begins with mindset. And as we get started, I want you to understand, you know, mindset is what you think and believe. It's your attitude. Women who succeed on this journey, while of course each is beautifully unique, you know, everybody does their thing. You know, what is consistent amongst each of these women is they share very similar traits of mindset. It's quite fascinating, actually, because it's so strikingly consistent, which is why what I'm going to share with you today is so important. So if you have been trying to conceive and you're doing everything you know to do and it's still not working, you are absolutely in the right place. If you are sick and tired of thumbing through your social media feed thinking, why them and not me, you are in the right place, love. And if you're a woman who knows in her heart that she was meant to be a mama and there is no way she's going to take no for an answer, girl, you are definitely in the right place. So I just want to give you some love this morning, you know, and give you that welcome to be like, look, you're in the right place. You can learn this. That's the coolest thing ever is, you know, there's so much that seems so far out of our control on this journey. But look, the coolest thing ever is you get to control you. You get to control how you approach this journey. That is in your hands. And that gives you the ultimate power. So own it. So, you know, if again, there are so many women jumping on this call, it's insane. So for those of you, again, if you're just jumping on, my name is Roseanne Austin. This is Fearlessly Fertile, Three Mindset Secrets of Women Who Beat the Odds. So, you know, and I want to really take a moment right now and express to you how glad we are to have you here. And I'm not exaggerating one bit here. It is truly an honor to be with you because And I say that with absolute certainty and sincerity, because when I started my fertility journey 8 years ago, I wasn't half as smart as you are right now. So give yourself massive credit for getting up on a Saturday morning and being here. I wasn't smart enough to get on a call like this. In fact, I am certain I would have rolled my eyes at it. You see, back then, I was the lead trial attorney in a specialized prosecution unit here in California. And when my husband and I decided to have our baby, I just figured it would happen. And when it didn't, I approached my struggle with fertility like anything I would in the courtroom. I was just straight up, just the facts, ma'am. You know, I figured that the fertility issues I faced would be just about getting the right doctor, the right medication, the perfectly clean diet, and then boom, my baby would get here. Back then, I would have thought the mind-body connection and mindset was just a bunch of hocus-pocus, nice-to-have fluff, secondary to anything that medicine could offer me. Then, love, reality hit, because the months of trying turned into years of trying. I did every diet, lotion, potion, treatment, you name it. If it was out there and I could get my hands on it, I did it. I was treated by some of the best doctors in the country. I spent over $100,000 in this process. I was doing everything I knew to do and still not getting pregnant. The stress of so many failures was eating me alive. I felt like everywhere I turned was bad news and dismal statistics. I was desperate. And frankly, I was ashamed. You know, I had always figured that if I worked hard and I was a good person, things would work out for me, kind of as they always had. But for the first time in my life, I felt utterly helpless and hopeless. You know, and at that point, like any smart woman, I had to ask myself, seriously, what's not working here? And when I took a really honest look, I could see that the one thing that wasn't clean, the one thing that wasn't healthy in this whole thing was my mindset. I was so stuck in the rabbit hole of my fear and negativity and stress that unbeknownst to me, I was setting up all these expensive treatments to fail. My fertility team, they were showing up and doing their job, but I wasn't. The doctors in medicine, it could only take me so far. It was only part of the equation. My team needed me to help bridge the gap, but my negative mindset was only making everyone's job harder. And that was really hard for me to take because I was a go-getter, strong woman prosecutor. You know, I thought I had it all figured out. But what I realized was that by treating my mindset like an afterthought, I was making a huge and expensive mistake, and I didn't even realize it. So when I came to grips with this, I immediately began doing the work to transform my mindset. And within weeks of changing what I believed was possible for me and the way I showed up to my journey, I was pregnant. And what I learned at that time rocked my world to such a degree that I decided to teach women around the world how to use this power of mindset to achieve the same success. So I left my work as a trial attorney, became a nationally certified coach, and began helping women struggling with fertility defy the odds. And you know what, loves? Just last year, I used what I teach to get pregnant naturally at 43. Despite years of failed fertility treatments, horrendous statistics, and basically being told it would never happen. So ladies, today I am 44 with a 10.5-year-old miracle, 10.5 months. He's not 10 years yet. I don't want to age him. But he's 10.5 months old today, my miracle boy, and he's got swimming lessons later today. You know, this is what is possible for you, my loves. This is what I did. This is what my clients do. We beat the odds, and so can you. This is why I'm so excited to share what I'm going to teach with you this morning, because it works. So, my dears, if you are in a place where it feels like you don't know what to do and there's no hope, I feel you. But not only do I feel you, I want you to know you can turn this around. You can crush the statistics. You can defy the odds you are facing. And you know what? I don't care if I'm the only person that's ever said that to you. I know it's possible because I see women doing it every single day. And if I did it and my clients on 6 or 7 continents can do it, so can you, my darling. so can you. And there is a massive baby boom in my practice right now. So I know this works. So if you are ready for this and you are ready to change the way you look, not only at yourself on this journey, but the way you approach this journey, hang on to your hats, baby, because it's going to be a real revelation here this morning, okay? So before we go any further, let's send a loving shout out to Joanne and the entire Circle in Bloom team for making this time that we have together possible. Circle in Bloom is so awesome because they are committed to helping women on this journey empower themselves. I mean, that's the very essence of what their mind-body programs are about, is women empowering themselves, taking control of their minds, and using their minds to help them make their dreams come true. Circle in Bloom was such an integral part of my own journey, and I am forever grateful to them for that. So just send them some love right now, ladies. So this morning, our class is going to be all about learning the six-letter word that guides women to success, even when the road ahead seems a little uncertain and downright scary. You're going to discover how successful women outsmart failure and what they do to stay delightfully out of the rabbit hole when it shows up. And you're going to get the skinny on the guarantee. Yes, guarantee. They trust to become a mom no matter what. And my loves, if you love what I'm sharing today, I promise that before the end of our time together, I'm going to show you how you can get more of that goodness and make it real in your own life. And for those of you that are, you know, you have questions along the way, just write them down, loves, because I'm going to leave some time at the end of the hour that we have together to get to your questions. I mean, I love that. That's one of the things that I love most about these monthly teleseminars is that you get an opportunity to ask questions. You know, because look, I'm going to teach you things this morning, but none of those things are going to matter if you don't actually apply them. And you're going to hear me challenging you throughout this time that we have together to apply what you learn, because none of this, again, is going to mean anything if you don't apply it in your own life. Okay? So let's dive right in. Let's talk about this first secret. Oh, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, this six-letter word that guides women to success, even when the road ahead seems uncertain and downright scary, is this. They C-O-M-M-I-T. They commit. And I'm not talking about, you know, being committed when things seem to be going well. That's easy, and that takes zero courage. I'm talking about the kind of commitment to stay in this, to win this, even when you have people all around you calling you crazy for spending so much money or beating you down with statistics. Commitment means believing in your vision of being a mom to such a degree that there's no way you're backing down, okay? Commitment means that you are going to do whatever it takes to be successful. You know, and let's talk about that phrase because, you know, I hear that a lot. I hear women, you know, who talk to me about wanting to get into my programs, and they say to me, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to be successful. But you know what? You know what really sets women apart is that's just not talk, right? Like, we've all heard people say, oh, yeah, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. But, you know, when the going gets a little bit rough, they might be headed for the door. But that's not what the successful woman does. Women who are successful, six letters, baby, they commit. They commit. And here's why that's so important, okay? Because, you know, I know you're probably thinking, oh, you know, of course, I'm committed. But look, here's the difference. When you are committed to your success on this journey, you don't get knocked off course by bumps on the road. You know your destination. That is what sets successful women apart. You know, and I want you to think about this in your own life. Think of when you've been successful. You know, chances are you were facing some challenges. And, you know, because you didn't just flee at the first sign of trouble and persisted, you were successful. And I bet if you take an inventory of even the people you know in your own life, you know, we don't even have to talk about celebrities or people who, you know, are trying to cure cancer or anything like that. We don't even have to go to that place. I bet that not only do you have examples in your own life of your own behaviors, but you probably have people within your own sphere of influence that you've seen this in action. people that commit, there's like no telling them, you can't tell them anything, right? Like they are so focused and they are so committed to what they're doing, they will not be knocked off course. You know, what's also different is that people who are committed, really committed, they're less likely to make short-sighted, expensive decisions based on fear. And that's another thing I want to highlight here when it comes to commitment. You know, people who are focused and committed, you know, they're not just flopping around, like, you know, freaking out in fear. And you've got to know that decisions made from a place of fear, they tend to suck, right? Think about the decisions that you've made in your life when you were driven by fear, probably weren't the best. That doesn't mean that you don't get lucky every now and then, but here's the reality. Decisions made from fear suck, okay? And I bet in your own life, you have examples of that. You know, it's the other thing that commitment brings is that, you know, these women who are so committed, you know, they're less likely to also get caught up in shiny object syndrome on this journey, chasing after anything that makes that makes them the slightest promise, you know. And I know I did that in the beginning of my journey when I told myself I was committed, but I was, you know, 1 foot out the door half the time because I was just so afraid of what was coming next. You know, things seemed so certain that I just kept 1 foot out the door because I had convinced myself that that was somehow safer, that that was somehow me being smart. But the problem was is that by 1 foot out the door, I became susceptible to doing all of these insane things that made no sense for me. They might have made sense for some people. You know, I had no evidence that I had celiac disease or I had any, like, dietary issues, but I just went ahead. I didn't ask any questions. You know, I just went ahead and did the most extreme diets. I mean, did they bring me my son? No. You know, for some people, that may be true, but this is what committed women do. They put both feet in and they start asking better questions. You know, they seek to build a solid foundation on this journey, of which mindset is a critical piece. And women who commit, they keep their eye on the long game. They understand that things might not always go as they expect, but they don't get destroyed by it because they are committed. Okay, they are committed, they recover more quickly, and they are wildly resourceful. You know, when I think about my clients, that I mean, this is a committed group of women. And one thing that I notice about all of them is they are so resourceful, and they are able to roll with the punches, and that's why they make it happen. Okay. And you know, let me tell you another thing about these committed women and the reality of what happens when you commit is it's way less stressful when you just commit. You know, rather than hemming and hawing and going back and forth about what you're going to do next, when you commit, the answer is simple because you're just going to take whatever step you need to take to move forward. You know, you eliminate a lot of that hemming and hawing and not being sure. You're just like, look, I'm committed to this. Done. Right? Like, no matter what shows up, I'm committed. It's done. It's straightforward and it is done. You know, not committing, loves, that's like driving with 1 foot on the gas and 1 foot on the brake. If you want success, you got to keep that foot steady on the gas. Okay, write that down. Steady on the gas. And every woman who triumphs on this journey was committed. Committed. So here's where I want you to see how you can make this real in your own life. I've got an action item for you. I want you to right now, just take a split second. This doesn't have to be like forever, but I want you to just think, you know, if you're sitting down and you've got a pencil and paper out or a pen and paper, you know, write this down. I want you to name the big reason that keeps you from committing on this journey. I mean, ovaries out, committed, like dogged determination, committed. And I know you might be saying, Roseanne, you know, I am committed. I'll do whatever it takes, but I'm going to love you enough right here and right now to ask you to dig deeper. I want you to be honest with yourself. What's holding you back from truly taking that position that you are committed? You are all in, both feet in, no turning back. You know, there's a reason why you're on this call. Don't run from it. Take an opportunity right now to honor that reason and be honest with yourself. What's keeping you from being all in? Is it money? Is it what people tell you about your age?
Are you letting past failure predict your future? You know, are you afraid of what people think? Name it. Name it, because at least if you name it, you're aware of it, and awareness is half the battle, my loves. So just take a split second here. What is it? What is the big reason that's keeping you from committing? I know mine. Mine was fear. I was afraid. I was afraid of so many things at that point in my life. Like, I was afraid of my own shadow. Is, you know, one of the biggest things for me is I was afraid to fail. I was really afraid to fail because I thought failure meant that I was a loser. And we're going to talk a little bit more about failure in a second, but I mean, I'm just keeping it real. My fear of failure kept me from being both feet in. And you know what? It cost me years. It cost me years, and it cost me tens of thousands of dollars because I was making choices that were just wrong for me. Okay. So, and I also, like I said in the beginning, like, I was making my fertility team's job harder by what I was thinking and what I believed, because I wasn't showing up the way that I needed to show up. So that fear and me holding back and not being the woman that I knew I could be on this journey was costing me dearly. I don't want that for you. So let's name it. What is the thing that is keeping you from committing? And so, you know, you've got to ask yourself, you know, how long are you going to let that stand in your way? I mean, look at that thing that you wrote down, or look at that idea that came to mind. How long, my love, are you going to let that stand in your way? Because that is entirely up to you. You know, and you've got to ask yourself, what are you going to do about it? Because whatever you've written down, left unresolved, will repeat itself over and over and over again. Learn from my mistakes. Consider this a gift this morning. Identifying this thing here and becoming aware of it, you at least empower yourself to do something about it. You know, and I want to give you an example of this super quick. I have a client, her name is Anne Marie, and she is amazing. She's a very definition of a woman who commits. You know, when she came to me, she was struggling with PCOS, and she had a history of failed fertility treatments. She was on the verge of giving up. She knew that if she wanted to be successful, she had to move past the things that were keeping her from committing. And, you know, I taught her powerful tools and strategies for transforming her mindset. And in less than 90 days together, during her very next IVF, she was pregnant with her son. You know, she gave birth a couple weeks before I did last year. And you know what? Guess what? She's using the same mindset tools that I taught her to defy the odds again, because this year, right now, she's pregnant again with baby number two. So this is what happens. You know, when you commit and you tell yourself, look, I am not letting anything get in my way. I am not going to let limiting beliefs hold me back on this journey. And when you transform that mindset, you defy the odds. And because Anne Marie did that, she's a mama, and she's about to become a mama for the second time. Now, here's another example of this, and some of you may be familiar with this person. Her name is Tammy Duckworth. She's a senator from the glorious state of Illinois. She's a retired lieutenant in the United States Army. She was a helicopter pilot that was shot down during the Iraq War. And during that time, when her helicopter was shot down, she lost both of her legs and damaged her arm. And she just gave birth this year in April to a baby girl at 50. This woman was committed. So not only was she a double amputee and celebrated war veteran, she was not going to take no for an answer. She was all in. And she's honest about her struggle with fertility. I mean, it has made no bones about it that she underwent multiple rounds of IVF. She endured miscarriage. And certainly the statistics were not on her side. But she made it happen. And I want you to understand, loves, when you commit, this is possible for you too. Okay? This is possible for you too. So look at that thing that you wrote down. Look at that thing that's keeping you from committing. Make the decision that you're going to do something about this today. Practice commitment now, because it's going to prepare you for the forever commitment of being a mom. And loves, can you see why this is so important? Can you see that? Can you see why you have to get this right? And the coolest thing ever is this, like I said before, is something that is entirely within your control. So own that. Own that. So let's talk about secret number two. How successful women outsmart
quote unquote failure and what they do to stay delightfully out of the rabbit hole when it shows up. The successful woman's approach to failure, I'm going to tell you, it is bold. And it's this: successful women on this journey outsmart what some people call failure by never making it final. Smart women outsmart failure by not making it final. And this is bold because it's pretty much the opposite of what most of us are taught, right? Most of us are taught at some level that failure means the thing you wanted to achieve, it just wasn't for you. Or that, you know, when you fail, it's just a giant smackdown for having the temerity to dream so big, right? Like, we become so afraid of failing that some of us don't even try. How devastating is that, right? You know, I mean, I just shared with you a few moments ago the impact that that fear of failure had on me. It cost me dearly. And I bet that there are women out there right now, maybe even on this call, who are absolutely dying to take the next step on their journey, but are so heartbreakingly paralyzed by fear of failure and what they make failure mean, that they just won't do it. They just won't do it. And they'll keep doing the same old thing over and over and over again and getting the same old heartbreaking results. And as I shared earlier, my love, successful women are committed. So they know they cannot afford to let failure be final. These women are persistent like crazy. So, you know, you've got to train yourself to think of failure differently. Successful women see failure as an opportunity to course correct. They make adjustments. And most importantly, they keep moving forward. You know, like if you took a flight right now from San Francisco to Hawaii, it's not like the pilot just, you know, points the plane in the direction of Hawaii. There are thousands of minor course corrections that they'll make according to weather, you know, other air traffic, differing conditions. You know, it's always a series of course corrections. So when you understand that failure is not final, you can approach whatever comes up on this journey completely differently. So take that in, you know, and it just gives you more data about how to proceed. Right? That's what failure does. You know, when you in some ways, you can get so good at failing that you, I know I did, that, you know, you can be like, oh, okay, well, failure is actually just bringing me closer to what it is that I want. It's showing me the right way, right? Because whatever didn't work, obviously, didn't work. So you're going to have to try something different. So it is an absolutely revolutionary way of looking at failure. And you want to know what they do to stay delightfully out of the rabbit hole? This is really good. Okay. This is super good. They don't make failure personal. They don't see failure as some horrendous indictment of their judgment or something to be embarrassed by. They harvest the information that comes from their quote unquote failure. They take the lessons from the circumstances, but they don't wallow in self-pity over it because it's not personal. Now, does that mean they don't think to themselves, wow, this really sucks. I really wish this went a different way. Well, of course they think it sucks, and of course they wish it went a different way. They're human. You know, changing your mindset isn't about having a frontal lobe lobotomy. It's not about that at all. You're still human, but you empower yourself to get beyond the things that hold you back. So yes, you know, they'll think it sucks, of course, but they simply don't waste their time making failure final, and they don't make it personal. You know, because I bet whenever, you know, you have had experiences of quote unquote failure in your life, I bet the first thing you did was like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have done that, right? Or maybe you thought to yourself, you know, maybe your programming thus far has been, ooh, I got too big for my britches, you know, or something of that nature, you know, and you've got to look at, you know, how is failure and the notion of it,
You know, how is it playing out in your life right now? You know, this is why this is so important, because if you're stuck in failure, if you don't look at the way you're approaching quote unquote failure, you know, if you're stuck making it final and personal, here's the worst thing of all. If you get stuck in that place, you're missing out on opportunities left and right, because, and you won't even realize it, which is why I'm asking you to take a closer look at it now. Because when we're stuck in this place of making failure this horrible thing, and we take it so personally, we become overwhelmed by fear. Maybe you become overwhelmed by shame, and you literally become paralyzed. You're like, you know, I don't want to make another decision because I might screw this up, right? Like, that's what happens, and that's when you start missing opportunities. You miss opportunities on this journey. You know, maybe if your last cycle didn't work out, you know, and here's the thing, regardless of whether you're doing this with the support of fertility treatment or you're trying to conceive naturally, you know, the notion is essentially the same. You know, you'll tell yourself, I don't want to do this again because, you know, I failed last time. Or maybe you find yourself, actually one of my clients said this to me the other day, and it made me laugh out loud. She was talking to me about how, you know, her fear of failure and what she made failure mean for her in the past, you know, would have her do what she called the robot walk. You know, after she would have an IVF transfer or frozen embryo transfer, you know, she would do the robot walk because she was afraid that if she moved her body the wrong way, her embryo would fall out. Like, this is what happens. You know, this is what happens when we get so wrapped up in making failure final, we start doing the craziest things. You know, we miss out on opportunities to either try new things, you know, to go to the next level with our treatment, or, you know, perhaps explore subtle changes, or maybe sometimes even drastic changes that we can make in our lives that might help lead to our success. You know, we just get locked into this single lane of, you know, whatever we've been doing in the past, and we get stuck there. So can you see why this is so important? You know, if you don't think you're missing out on opportunities because of the way you're approaching failure or how you might be making it personal, I'm going to love you enough again to urge you to think about that more closely. Okay, I want you to think about how your attitude toward failure has kept you small on this journey. You know, are you beating yourself up over the money you spent on like 5 cycles? Are you telling yourself that you're not worth another? Are you telling yourself that you could only have so much and that because you failed 5 times prior, you don't deserve a 6th? Look at that. Look at what that does. That absolutely can immobilize women on this journey. And that's why successful women don't do it. They may have been there at some point in their lives, but they do not stay there. So this is the action item I want to give you when it comes to this. I want you to take a close look. Is your current approach to failure on this journey bringing you closer or getting in the way of your baby? And you'll know the answer. Trust yourself to know the answer, and you will hit it straight up. Straight up. You know, think about how your attitude when it comes to failure has kept you small. How might it be keeping your baby out of your arms? What opportunities are you missing because of the way that you are approaching quote unquote failure? And I keep saying that because quote unquote failure, because I don't really believe in failure. I'm using that term because it's easy to understand. I think every step that we take on, you know, in the directions, you know, of our dreams is a fantastic thing. I don't believe in failure. I believe in tweaking things as we go along. And I think that sometimes we can get results that we hadn't quite expected, but failure, don't do that to yourself. Don't do that. You and your dreams and what you stand for and what you are is way too precious for you to brand yourself as a failure. Don't you dare do that. Okay. And I'm saying that from a place of love as a woman who quote unquote failed a whole lot, way more than I had ever failed in any other aspect in my life. And so I say that with love, and I say that with absolute humility. Take a close look, my love. If you want to be successful on this journey, you will change this piece. You will change what you think and believe about failure. Okay? Can you see why this is so important? And I'm going to give you another quick example of this. I have a client named Tracy, and, you know, I'm not ashamed to gush about my clients. I mean, Tracy is a gorgeous woman who battled fibroids for decades, and she dealt with fibroids and had countless surgeries. The statistics about her having a baby naturally and even with the help of fertility treatment were awful. And for a time, you know, as she has shared before, you know, she even convinced herself that she might not even want to be a mom. You know, she was so trapped in her own beliefs about failure that she started to convince herself she didn't even want to be a mom, that she would be okay with just having a career. She almost let her failure be final. And that was the point when our paths crossed. And she knew she wanted different results. She wanted to be successful. She wanted to be a mom. And you know what, loves? That's exactly what she did. I walked her through the mindset technology that I created for women on this journey so that she could blow past the beliefs that were holding her back. She learned how to break the cycle of failure being final and personal. And because she knew that she needed her mind and body to be working together. And I'll never forget when she shared how her doctor was leery of even doing an embryo transfer because she actually had a fibroid that was lingering. And she told him, no, this is going to work. And you know what? 2 weeks later, after she had the transfer, she proved that she was right. And if my memory serves, she had her boy right around the time that Anne-Marie and I did. And it was insane. So this is what happens when you refuse to make failure final, and when you refuse to make it personal, this is what you set yourself up to do. Can you see that? Can you see that? I really hope that this is resonating with you, my loves. I want this for you, and I want you to start implementing these things right away, okay? So let's talk about the third secret. I love this one. I love this one because this one really knocks people off kilter a little bit because it's something very, very unusual. And it's this. So this is the guarantee. Yes, love's guarantee that successful women trust to become a mom no matter what. And the guarantee they trust is yet another bold twist because the guarantee is one they give themselves. All right. They don't look to other people to give them guarantees. They give this guarantee to themselves. And the guarantee is this. They will not abandon themselves on this journey. They guarantee that they will not abandon themselves on this journey. And what that really means is they're not going to cast aside their wants and their desires for any reason on this journey. They will not abandon themselves. You know, women who create their own guarantees, they are decisive. They've made a decision. Like I said at the beginning of this training, they commit. They are in it to win it. Okay. They change the way they look at quote unquote failure. And this third thing that they do, this third mindset secret that each one of them has, is they create their own guarantees. They are basically saying to themselves, self, I will never abandon you. I will never abandon you. What is in your heart and what you desire is so important. I will not abandon you. And you know what's so funny is as women, we don't really say this to ourselves. Think about it. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, the first thing we do when we get challenged or when, you know, when someone comes at us with some, you know, counterpoint, we're like, ooh, I'm going to back up. Maybe I was wrong. But what makes these women so successful, like Anne-Marie, like Tracy, like Tammy Duckworth, you know, all of these women who, you know, and I'm sure you've read other, you know, stories about women who have overcome the most insane odds on this journey. They don't abandon themselves. They don't abandon themselves. They know what they want, and they are not going to let anything get in their way. They take responsibility for themselves. That's another very important distinction. They take responsibility for what they want. They're not waiting around for other people to make things right for them. They take control. And in order to do this, it requires that they trust themselves and their instincts more than they trust anything outside of them. That is a very, very important point. I'm going to say that again because I want you to write it down. They trust themselves and their instincts more than they trust anything outside of them. You know, because those of us who have had a lot of misery on this journey and, you know, have had heartbreaking realities come up in this journey, you know, you can let those things dictate to you what you believe, right? You can let your present circumstances and evidence to the contrary dictate to you what's likely to happen. But here's the thing. When you make the decision that you and give yourself the guarantee that you are not going to abandon yourself, you're not going to let what's happening right now decide for you whether or not you're ever going to be a mom. Right? These women are smart. They're looking above present circumstances. They're not looking at what's going on right now. They're like, look, whatever's going on right now is going on right now, but that's not going to dictate my future. They make their own guarantees. And that is a very important distinction. They know that the desire to be a mom, it was meant for them. It's there for a reason. It's not accidental. So they cultivate this trust within themselves like their life depends on it. Because in a lot of ways it does. They understand their role in creating the life they truly desire. I mean, think about, like, I love the example of Anne Marie and the example of Tracy and even the example of Tammy Duckworth. Like, these are all women who, like, you know, they could have just, you know, things didn't look so good for them. But they're successful because they didn't abandon themselves. They were in it to win it. They are absolute paragons of what I'm teaching you this morning, the commitment, changing the way they look at failure. I mean, Tammy Duckworth had both of her legs blown off. She could have just ended it right there. She could have just said, oh yeah, no, forget it. You know, the fact that I'm even walking is a miracle. She could have made herself small and insignificant. And basically said, you know, having a baby, ooh, who am I? And you know what? One thing I think I may have forgotten to mention, she had this baby in April when she was 50. Okay, so not only was she operating with you know, being a double amputee, she had had repeated failures with IVF, and she was 50. Okay, so this is a beautiful example of a woman who was not going to abandon herself. Right? That's the power. And you might be thinking to yourself, oh, well, she's a helicopter pilot. She's an army lieutenant and she's a senator. I mean, what do I have in common with her? What you have in common with her, my love, here and right now is the power that's inside of you. Yes, you might not have been elected to the United States Senate yet. But here's the deal. What Tammy Duckworth was using was something that you have too. Okay, you have the power this morning, here and now, to decide that you're going to give yourself that guarantee. You know, this is, I mean, women who beat the odds, this is what they do. They refuse to allow statistics and other people's opinions to confine them. They trust themselves to not only be able to handle what comes their way, but they trust themselves to lead the way. This is so important, my loves, and I want you to listen close, okay? This is so important because here's the deal. Everyone else gets to go home. At the end of the day, there's you, okay? You may have an amazing partner, friends, family, an amazing fertility team, but their lives go on. What are you going to do about you? And you might be thinking, yikes, Roseanne, that seems kind of bleak. But love, I'm here to assure you that counting on you and creating your own guarantees is amazing. There's nothing bleak about it. It means that you become so solid within yourself and you become so certain and so loving and trusting of yourself and knowing that you are not going to self-abandon, that you literally change the geography of your journey. That's what you have the power to do right now. That's what I want you to see. Because when you do that, you're no longer at the mercy of waiting on other people to determine your destiny. You get to do you.
item. Okay, remember, you've got to apply these things. If you want these things to become a reality in your life, you've got to apply them. So here's your action item. I want you to ask yourself this. What's the guarantee you want to give yourself? What is the guarantee that you want to give yourself? It's big, isn't it? I bet you haven't quite asked yourself that question. You may have come close, but I bet you've never quite asked yourself that question. So do it right now. And just think about it for a second. What is the guarantee that you want to give yourself? It's big. And, you know, here's where I'll give you an example of that. I have a client, and her name is Jessica, and she came to me after a failed IVF cycle. She was devastated, and, you know, she realized that her mind wasn't in the game, and she was eating clean, she was doing acupuncture, and she was gearing herself up for another IVF cycle. And she realized, you know, that her fear and negativity were doing a Tonya Harding on her results, and she came to me because she wanted to succeed. And she made a lot of sacrifices to work with me. She said, look, I'm in it. And we started getting to work. And when she started applying the tools and strategies that I created for her, not only did she transform what she thought and believed about herself, she changed the way she interacted with the people around her. And on her very next IVF cycle, she got pregnant with her baby girl. You know, she created her own guarantee and she made good on it. She faced some scary statistics, and she had moved heaven and earth to make what she made happen, but that's what she did. You know, she refused to be the weak link on her fertility team. And, you know, this is why all of these things, you know, understanding, my loves, you know, the value of commitment, understanding why you've got to change your approach to quote-unquote failure and actually learn how to use it to your advantage, and ultimately learning to create your own guarantees. You know, this is what makes women stand apart. This is what helps people. I mean, like they even say there's two kinds of cancer, right? Can survive and can surrender. All of that comes down to what you think and believe. That's, I mean, you know, the power of mindset isn't just, you know, related to, you know, life-threatening disease. You know, there's more and more evidence every single day of the power that you have between your ears. So you've got to be leveraging that on this journey. And I mean, and think about it here. I'll give you a token guy example. Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors is part of a team, right? I know I'm from California, so I'm totally biased. But like, you know, Steph Curry is this phenom on the Golden State Warriors, and he's part of a team, but he's not looking to everyone else on his team to do his job. He's got to perform. He owes himself the responsibility to show up, no excuses. And my loves, I'm encouraging you to do the same on your journey. Don't make the mistakes that I made. Please save yourself tens of thousands of dollars by bringing your mindset to the table and developing it, so that you can make the right decisions for yourself, so that you're not the weak link. You're not letting fear and negativity hobble you on this journey. You want to be able to moonwalk right into having your baby, right? Isn't it about time you did that, right? You know, isn't it time that you had the success that you wanted? So this is why everything that I'm teaching you this morning is so important. And I want to get to your questions, but, you know, there may be some of you are thinking, oh my God, Roseanne, you know, you've taught me a bunch of stuff, you know, like, how do I get past what's keeping me from committing? You know, how do I move beyond this trap that I'm stuck in when it comes to failure? You know, you might be thinking, I don't even know where to begin when it comes to trusting myself. And how in the hell do I create my own guarantees? And ultimately, how do I learn to use mindset to my advantage so I can get pregnant and have my treatments be successful and finally be a mom? Well, as I promised you at the beginning of this call, I'm going to tell you how. And this is what I do for the Circle and Bloom community, because Circle and Bloom had such a deep impact on my own journey. You're going to have the opportunity, for those of you that actually want to transform your mindset, you're going to have the opportunity to chat with me. You're going to have the opportunity to have a strategy session with me, and we're going to talk about your journey, and we're going to talk about where you're at and how you might be able to use mindset
to absolutely transform the results that you're getting on this journey. You know, I have created mindset technologies that have absolutely changed the lives of women on 6 of 7 continents. So here's the deal. If you're in Antarctica, I'm coming for you. You know, like, this works. And if you're interested in doing that, if you want to take advantage of this gift and you're ready for that next step, here's the deal. If you're listening online, there's a little gray box. In the upper left-hand corner, you can click that box and you can apply to have time with me. You can also go to my website, which is www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough, and you can fill out the application there. Look, this is what I teach women to do day in and day out. I walk women step by step with how exactly they can create success on their journey. And it all begins with mindset. You can see consistently with this that that's the one thing is that is different. So many women face physical challenges on this journey that if they let their mind slip, they're missing a huge opportunity. A huge opportunity. When you are needing a miracle, and let's face it, a lot of us need miracles on this journey, right? Medicine only goes so far. They can only do so much. You've got to bridge the gap. When you are needing a miracle, you need all hands on deck. You simply cannot afford to have your mindset be the weak link. So don't. So if you'd like to talk with me about your journey and how you can apply these principles in your life, little gray box, upper left-hand corner, if you're listening online, or you can go to my website, www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough, and we will absolutely talk about that. And so, ladies, I want to turn it over to you now. I want to take your questions. Look, none of this, as I said, is going to mean anything if you're not applying this in your life. So I'm going to open up the phone lines. I want to take your questions. Let's talk about this. You can ask me anything. If you can't tell, I am absolutely open, and I am absolutely certain that you can make what you desire happen on this journey. There's no question about it. I see this stuff day in and day out. So you can hit *2 on your telephone keypad if you want to ask me a question. There's also the opportunity to type in a question if you're listening online. But look, if you want to have an interaction with me, if you want to have me coach you through something, go ahead. Hit *2 on your telephone keypad, and I would love to take your question. So I'm going to go, first of all, we have a question coming in. I'm going to go to the Q&A, and then I'm going to go to the phone line. So go ahead, if you want to get in line to ask me a question live, hit *2 on your telephone keypad. So we have a question from Kimberly in London. I am 39 with a low ovarian reserve and have had 2 failed rounds of ICSI, including a recent miscarriage. My entire life is focused on improving my egg quality. I also believe strongly in the power of the mind-body connection and have loved doing the Circle and Bloom daily meditations. Awesome, Kimberly. But the pressure and terror of not knowing how many good eggs I have left and have been eating me alive, I can think of little else. All the fertility doctors I've worked with say sperm matters very little, and it's all about the egg, meaning I am the big problem. How can I stay positive and hopeful while facing overwhelming physical pressure of a low egg reserve, Kimberly, I was chopping that up. Look, Kimberly. You, my darling woman, I mean, first of all, amen to you. This is awesome. You are a spring chicken at 39. Like, don't let anyone tell you otherwise, please. They were telling me that I had low ovarian reserve, that I needed donor eggs since I was 37. Look, you are a spring chicken, and you have got to make the decision here and now. You are a spring chicken. Because the fact remains, all you need is one good egg, baby. All you need is one good egg. Okay, like, we're born with millions of them, right? And people try to scare you thinking, ooh, you know, you've got this low reserve. And look, I'm not suggesting that you ignore these facts. Like, you're not an idiot. I'm not an idiot. We don't have to be idiots to say yes and. Yes, my present circumstance is I have low ovarian reserve. But I also know, so this is where the yes and comes in. Yes, that is the case. And I know all I need is one, baby, right? All I need is one. So you've got to, you know, people are going to give you thousands of reasons to be scared. All you need is one reason why you can believe in yourself and why you know this is going to happen for you. You've got to commit, love. I want you to go back. Look at your notes from this training. Are you committed? Because if you're committed, you're going to be like, okay, great. Thanks, doc. Thanks for letting me know that. That's a piece of information, but it's certainly not your verdict, right? You're not going to let it become your verdict. You are so committed to what you desire that you're going to do it. You're going to do whatever it takes, and you're going to mean it. You're not just going to be one of these people who says, oh, yeah, I'll do whatever it takes and not actually do it. You're going to be the one who's going to find that good egg. You are going to be in it. Like, don't take on that pressure. All you need is one. All you need is one. Okay? So, and Kimberly, if you want to work through that a little bit more, call in. You can hit *2 on your telephone keypad. And, you know, look. When you're facing, you know, these odds, and people love statistics, you know, but the funny thing is like statistics are never complete, and statistics can be absolutely manipulated. I don't believe in fear mongering. I do believe in being the smart woman and intellectual who looks at all of the facts, not just the worst facts, but you have to show the complete picture. As a former prosecutor in the state of California, we have the entire picture doctrine under the evidence code. You can't just present the worst facts. You got to present all of them, and you have to present them in context. So that's what I want you to do here. Pretend like you're a prosecutor for a second. All you have to do is say, yes, and I have this information, and I also know I just need one egg, right? And the possibility of them finding one egg is great. Right? One great egg that's going to give you your baby. I mean, somebody tossed me one, right? Somebody tossed me one at a time after I had so many failures on this journey. I was in my 40s. I had no reason to believe that, you know, that it could happen for me, except that I did. And it happened. So the same thing can happen for you, Kimberly. I want you to rock this out. I want you to love yourself and trust yourself more than anything else. Okay? Spring chicken at 39. Remember that. Okay? So I'm going to go back to the phone lines and let me see if we have any other questions coming in. Let's see here. Okay, I also have a question from Sibby in Alexandria. Do you encourage strict diets? Well, you know what, Sibby, I don't know what your, you know, your particular circumstances. I am an attorney and a nationally certified coach. I am not a nutritionist. I encourage all of my clients, look, get all the information that you need and ask great questions. You know, be your best advocate. You know, you don't have to run and go do the crazy hardcore diet if that's not right for your body. You know, you've got to, I mean, this is where you empower yourself. You've got to commit. You've got to look at failure differently. You've got to do what I was teaching you, you know, earlier about making your own guarantees. Because even, I mean, I did all those crazy diets, and I can't say that any one of them did anything for me, but that's not going to be the case for everyone. Love and trust yourself enough to get information. See if those things might be good for you, you know, and a strict diet could be very helpful to you. I don't know, but what I do know is that you've got to love and trust yourself enough to get the information, then make a decision for yourself. That's what a smart woman does. That's what a successful woman does. So do that, Sibby. I also have a question from Joanna. How do I overcome recurrent three miscarriages? Why does it keep happening? Great question, Joanna. I'm not a doctor. I can't really answer that question. You know, what I would encourage you to do is, you know, get people on your fertility team to help you answer that question. Be the smart woman who empowers herself with information. You know, go for it. And get those answers. And you've got to take a real close inventory. You know, sometimes we have to look at the low down dirty to understand why things are happening in our lives. I know I did. You know, I had to look at some really ugly things and look at the decisions I was making. And, of course, look at my trash mindset and the way that that was actually impacting my results. It was undeniable because my fertility team was doing their job. I was not. Okay. So, you know, Joanna, I would encourage you, get information, look at the whole picture, you know, love and trust yourself enough to know that you can move beyond that. I know plenty of women who have had many miscarriages who go on to carry full term and have healthy babies. So why not you? You know, you've got this within you. You can absolutely do it. So I have a question, a couple questions here. So I have a question coming in from Vancouver, BC. So if you're calling in from Vancouver, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, Roseanne. My name is Tiffany. How are you?
Great. Good morning, Tiffany. What's your question for me?
Good. I Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for your inspiration. It's definitely made like an unpleasant journey a more pleasant one and more enjoyable one. So today I'm actually going in for today I'm actually going in for my second egg retrieval within a year. And my mindset is much better than it was when I did my first term or first retrieval. But I guess I just wanted some advice on, you know, what I should do for the next 5 days when I'm waiting for my embryo results and then the 2 week wait.
Great question. So here's the thing. So actually, let me ask you this, because you can approach it in a couple different ways. I actually have an online product that I created just for the 2 week wait. So you can actually, it's an entire program that walks you through step by step how to rock out your 2 week wait. You can check that out on my website, from maybetobaby.com. Women across the globe have written to me about how it has absolutely changed their 2 week wait. I even had a couple women tell me like it was the thing that made the difference, but let's focus on what's going on for you today, shall we? Since an egg retrieval, let's get your mind right on that. So how do you want to walk into that clinic, my darling? Tell me exactly what is it that you want to think and believe when you walk in there?
I want to believe that, the desire to become a mom has been put on my heart for a reason, and I want to have that come to fruition. That's what I want.
You know what? So let's put that on your heart. So I want you to just take a moment. You're not driving, right?
No. I'm at home.
Okay.
My husband's going to drive me there. Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to just be here with me. And I want you to just feel the love. I mean, there are women from all over the world on this call right now. And by you being so open, you being so vulnerable and so amazingly brave and sharing what's happening for you right now, I want you to feel the love from every single one of them right now. I want you to put your hands on your heart and just take a moment. And I want you to imagine a beautiful gold light encircling your heart. Gold light of love, all the love that women from all over the world are sending you right now, the love I'm sending you right now. And I want you to feel in this space and time, this, you being here, you being here to receive all this love, all this support, you having the guts to raise your hand this morning, this was meant for you. This was meant for you. I want you to, in your mind's eye, see that heart glowing. So beautiful. The desire to be a mom, this, just like all the love you're receiving this morning, my love, it was meant for you. This was meant for you. I want you to feel connected to this belief. Let that belief in your heart, that light, let it begin to grow out from your heart. Feel it move up from your heart, up through your neck, up through your head, and let it begin to let you glow in that golden light of knowing. Feel that light begin to emanate down through your chest, down through your legs, and out your feet. Feel how good it is to know that, yes, indeed, this was meant for you.
this desire, it's not greed, it's not hubris. It is part of your life purpose to be a mom. And you are honoring that with every single step you take, my darling. The guts you have to show up at the fertility clinic today and have those beautiful eggs retrieved, this is part of your mission. It's meant for you. Every step that you're taking now is part of you living your purpose. It's not just about you being a mom. It's what you bring, the gifts that you give to the world by the love you give, the mothering that you will do. Let that sink into your heart. Take that into the clinic with you. Remember this image. Let this image imprint deeply on you. There's no place for fear here. You are so overwhelmed with purpose, and I say overwhelmed lovingly. You are so filled with purpose, with love, that every single woman on this call is giving you right now, ride that wave. Let that carry you through your drive to the clinic, when you walk in the clinic, when you're preparing for your procedure, and just before your eyes close. Carry this with you. Just keep your hands on your heart. And I want you, if you feel any fear or you feel any angst, I want you to put your hands on your heart and remember what you've just felt. Let that carry you through. You said that you desired to feel like this is here for a reason and that what's in your heart is there for a reason. Do you feel that now?
Yes. You just brought like some tears to my eyes and I have like a smile on my face. So I feel really good.
Boom, girl. You got what you needed, right?
Yes.
This is what you deserve, my love. Tiffany, go rock it out. Go rock that out
Thank
this
you.
Morning. You show up. You see yourself in your power. You carry all of this love. You are ready to have those beautiful eggs taken from your body and getting ready for the next step for you.
Thank you so much,
Rosanne. Own it. Oh, you are so welcome, my love. Thank you for including Circle and Bloom in your journey. Thank you for letting me into your journey, and you go rock it out, okay?
I will, definitely. Thank you.
You're so welcome, love. I'm going to mute your line for your privacy. Oh, my goodness. Isn't Tiffany just amazing, loves? Okay, so I'm going to have another question coming in from Quebec. If you are calling in from Montreal, bonjour, and what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Christina, and my question is, which is like a daily internal struggle, is how do you draw the line between letting go and trusting that everything's going to be okay, living your life, and then just giving up out of exhaustion? Like, how do you draw that line? Because, like, I've had, you know, a few failed ICSI treatments, and you know, my husband and I are running around from doctor to naturopath to acupuncture appointments, and it's, you know, it's taken over our lives. So how do you draw the line between just kind of letting go and then, you know, giving up? Like, I feel like if I just relax and have a glass of wine, it's giving up and it's not going to happen because I'm not doing my diet, I'm not doing what they're telling you to do. So how do you draw that line?
Great question. I love this question that you're asking. I mean, you got some hardcore limiting beliefs there, baby, right? It's like super either or thinking, right?
Yeah.
Like that suddenly, if you let, see, people have such a twisted interpretation of letting go. Like letting go is somehow giving up. They're not. It's not even close. Energetically, they're so wildly different, right? When you let go and say, hey, I know that this is going to happen for me, just notice how that feels.
I know this is going to happen for me. I don't have to be a psycho about my diet. I can have a glass of wine. There's not going to be a glass of wine that stands between me and my baby. I'm going to have a nice life. I'm going to live my life in this process. That's very different than, oh, it's never going to work. I'm giving up. Totally different, right? Totally,
yeah, I mean,
and distinctly different. So let me ask you this. What do you think would be different about your journey if you allowed yourself to live in this process? That you weren't crucifying yourself because you dared and had the audacity to have a glass of wine. What do you think would be different?
Well, I would definitely be more relaxed.
Do you think being a little bit, oh, and I know this is going to make you probably just want to strangle me. I know people hate it when they say just relax and it'll happen. First of all, I know it's not that simple, okay? But let's look at this from a practical standpoint. Remember what I was saying in the very beginning when we were talking about how you have to do your part, right? You've got to believe that this is going to work for you. You've got to have the mindset of a woman who is successful. A woman who is successful is not torturing herself, and she's not worried about the minor detail of whether or not she has a single glass of wine, because I'm not hearing that you're telling me I'm having a bottle of wine every night. I'm not hearing that from you. What I'm hearing is a woman who just wants to have a life in this process, right?
Yeah.
How dare you? Right? How dare you want to have a life in this process? So if you gave yourself permission and allowed yourself to be like, look, I can have a life and be on this journey, what would be different? You said it would be less stressed, but like, what else? What else might be different?
I don't know. I'm just so afraid that if I veer off of my healthy path, that it just, I'm going to ruin my chances for my next treatment. You know, like I'm trying to prepare my body for my next treatment. And, you know, all these naturopaths tell you like, oh my God, one glass of wine can, you know, dramatically decrease your chances. So it's like, you know, you're just like, okay, don't do this, don't do that. And it's just hard.
Make it easy. Make it easy. You've got to be the woman who decides for herself. Seriously, are you going to live this journey completely from a place of fear? Because I'm not sure. I don't know one woman who has ever come to me saying, hey, actually, fear worked out for me. I was stressed out, fearful, and I got pregnant. Like, if that was going to work for you, your doctor would have told you that. Hey, go get stressed out. Go get stressed out. Yeah. Live this journey in fear. Right? Like, you've got to be the woman that asks better questions than what can I eat? You've got to ask yourself, and so many of us overlook this piece, joy, love, connection. How dare you have those things on this journey? You know, you've got to be alive. You're trying to bring a life into this world, woman. Do you really want to go about that from a fear-based place? Because you know what?
No.
Fear hasn't worked for you up to this point, has it?
No.
Hasn't gotten you the result.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a different result, you got to do things differently, right? I mean, that's just common sense.
Right. Yeah.
So how do you want to live this next? I mean, let's work it out right now. Tell me, how do you want to live this next cycle?
Well, I want to get rid of all this fear. I want to just be relaxed, and I want to trust that it's going to work out.
Why?
Because I think I'm tired of carrying the weight of the pressure and the fear.
Feels
the
constricting,
what if,
doesn't
you know?
It?
Yeah, very, very constricting, yeah.
How open is your body to receiving an embryo when you're in that place?
Probably not very open.
Funny that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get to decide, my darling. You get to decide. How are you going to do this? And you've got to trust yourself. Think about all of these women that we talked about this morning. What did they do? What was consistent? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they let people scare them? Do you think they lived in fear? No.
They seemed like they had confidence.
Yeah. So what do you have to do to get some confidence, my darling?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay. So I want you to request a strategy session with me so we can talk about that. Because, okay, look, there's no reason for you to keep doing this. This mm-hmm. is not getting you the result you desire. Mm-hmm. Right? And right. if you're telling me that you know, and like, look, you're smart. You didn't stutter when I was asking you, you know, what's going to be different and how do you want to do it? You know exactly how you want to do it. Mm-hmm. And you've got to love and trust yourself, because something inside of you knows that whatever you're doing right now and the way that you're living, something's not right.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're stuck in a place where you can't let go. That means you're not in your power. You're not making decisions mm-hmm. from a place of power. You're making decisions from a place of fear. And what do we know about fear-based choices?
They're not good choices.
I mean, do you feel like that's true for you?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely think that that's true. Yeah.
You have the power within you to change that.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. So I want you to go back. If you were taking notes during this training, I want you to go back. And I want you to look, what is keeping you from committing, being both feet in? Because that's the thing. Women who are so committed and they are both feet in, they're not afraid to let go of the struggle. They're like, I know this is going to happen for me. I know I'm going to find a way. I'm not worried about that. It's a very different position, right? So mm-hmm. do you know what's keeping you from being all in?
Well, it's fear. I mean, it's fear that the next treatment is going to fail, and then what happens, you know, after that.
Mm-hmm. And
you know,
where
fear
we
that
focus...
I'm not meant to mm-hmm. be a mother, you know. It's fear. It all comes down to fear.
Okay. Are you going to let fear stand between you and your baby?
I don't want to. No, definitely not.
Okay, let me ask you again. Are you going to let fear stand between you and your baby?
No, I am not.
Good. So you have to see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
That's the confidence coming out in you. We need to get more of that. We need to mm-hmm. harvest more of that. What do you think?
I totally agree.
Awesome, my love. So I want you to practice that. I want you to practice. I mean, walk around for today. So this is kind of, I'm going to give you a little bit of homework. I want you to try on being committed. Just try it on. Try it on like something that you dearly want to wear. And try it on. See what it's really like. If you walked through today absolutely committed to your goal, knowing nothing is going to knock you off course, you're going to face whatever comes your way like a successful woman would, and you're not going to be knocked off course because you're so committed. You know your destination. You know it's straight mama town. What's different? What do you notice about yourself? Pay really close attention to that. Are you willing to take that challenge up?
Yep, I definitely am.
Okay, do that for 24 hours. And you know what? I want you to email me and tell me how it was.
Okay, I'll do that.
You got it?
Yeah.
You're so welcome, my love. I'm going to mute your line for your privacy. So, my love, I really hope that you were able to really get connected here and really get a sense, you know, what is it that makes these women so different, and that you can see the opportunity that you have to create that same circumstance in your life. You've got to commit. You've got to change the way you look at failure. And you also have to be the woman who creates her own guarantees. We see this consistently over and over and over again. This is what makes women successful on this journey. This is why certain women stand apart. Be one of them. It's not like they are aliens and it's only available to them. You know, you have this within you, okay? So I want you to take a stand for it. I want you to just own this. Be the woman who demands more of herself because she knows that she can do it. So I also have a question super quick. I'm going to wrap this up. I've got to take my son to his swimming lesson. I have a question here from Mallory in Seattle. I'm 31 and I've had two
failed frozen embryo transfers with ICSI in spite of the promising stats for my age. This has done a lot for my fear and little for my confidence that I'll become a mom. What are some positive things I should be telling myself to support more positive thinking and self-trust for my next frozen embryo transfer 10 days away and beyond? Thank you. Okay. So, you know, I'm going to redirect you, Mallory, to something that I shared in the training, and that's really going back to what you, to retool what you believe about failure. You've got to review that portion where I was talking about, you know, failure is not final. Failure is not final, and it does not have to be personal. You know, you're going to acknowledge, yeah, I've had some failure in the past. But you're not going to let that be the thing that is going to predict your future. You're going to take whatever information that you can from those quote-unquote failures, and you're going to use them to help you move forward. All they are facts. They're just not verdicts. They're part of the story. They're not the whole story. So I really want you to own that. And really, you know, some of the positive things, I mean, it's probably pretty obvious some of the positive things that you could be holding on to and saying to yourself from that short explanation right there. You know, my past is not going to dictate my future. I've had failure in the past, but I am taking steps to become a success. Like, you know, you've got to look at all of the facts, because what, based on what you've told me here, it really seems that your attention is so intensely focused on the failure instead of looking at the whole picture that you have great statistics because of your age. You know, be intellectually honest here and see the full picture. You know, so that's what I would encourage you to do. And you can create positive statements, positive affirmations from that. Okay. So I think that that's going to be really important for you moving forward. So try that out. And see how that works for you. You've got this. You absolutely have what it takes within you to be successful here. So own it. So my loves, I'm going to be wrapping this up. So I want to thank you so much for being with me this morning. It was such a pleasure to be able to share this information with you, to support you in this process. And thank you to all the women who submitted questions. They're absolutely fantastic. And it was great, I mean, to really hear, you know, the other women in this group, you know, asking smart, brave questions and really looking to apply this information to their own journey. So I really want to encourage you, go back over your notes, re-listen to this if you have to, and start taking those action items seriously. Ask yourself, you know, go back. You know, how can I be more committed? You know, what is the thing that's keeping me from committing? You know, retool the way that you think about failure and absolutely position yourself to give yourself the kind of guarantee that's going to help you be successful on this journey. So, and again, if you would like to learn about how you can apply these things in your own life and learn about the technology that I teach women on how to transform their mindset on this journey, you can go to www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough. And so thank you again to Circle and Bloom for making this time possible for us. We love them. They are so awesome and they are so generous. So again, ladies, my name is Roseanne Austin. I wish you a wonderful Saturday and have a great rest of your journey, and take care.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID.